Eric Izzo, All-State cross country, All-State track at Trigg County back in the early to mid 80s, and a good friend, and glad that he's able to join us today. Eric Izzo, good to talk to you today. How are things going with you?
Great, Scott. How about yourself?
Doing well, plugging right along. You know, we talked with Al Baker earlier. I know you and Al, real good friends, competed at Trigg County at the same time. I know you said you want to challenge him in a foot race right now to raise money.
Yeah, I saw Al a couple years ago at a UK football game, and I think I could take him for a 40 now, but I don't know. He may have changed a little bit, and but no, he's a great friend of mine, a great, great athlete, probably hands down the best athlete that I ever saw in my career. And, you know, I've seen some good ones, and he was definitely a good person as well.
You were not involved in just one sport. You were involved in several sports, whether competing or in a support role. You were able to carry that over into an athletic career at the University of Louisville. Obviously, sports means a lot to you in your life growing up. So you can kind of imagine the heartbreak that happened in the spring when everything had to shut down because of COVID-19, and be thankful that didn't happen when you were competing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I have no idea what I would have done in high school if that would have occurred. You know, I have two wonderful daughters that both were athletes. They were swimmers, and I just remember the time, the dedication, the commitment that I know that I put in, and I know that they would put in, and now these student-athletes themselves. I'm sure it's heartbreaking, and, you know, the one thing that I just keep trying to tell people that I do run into is that, you know, it's just one little bump in the road. It's one chapter of your life, and, you know, high school athletics are very important, and not just the athletes, the band. The band and all the support crews and things like that have put a lot of time in over the summer. I'm sure it's heartbreaking, but just, you know, be ready. Stay focused. Keep honing your craft. And if you do get an opportunity to go and play one game or an entire season, be ready for it.
We're talking with Eric Izzo on Wildcat Wednesday. Eric, what was it about sports growing up that has made you a better adult?
Wow, that's a great question, Scott. You know, athletics means everything to me, everything. I mean, beyond my mom and my father, my wife and two kids and my faith in God, I mean, athletics is right there. It really is. And really what it taught me, I would say number one is discipline. You know, somebody told me, I believe, when I was about a junior in high school, is that genetics doesn't get you out of bed at 5 a.m. to go run 3, 4, 5 miles before school. Genetics isn't going to get you, you know, out there to run in 95-degree heat from your grandmother's house into town. And so it's that discipline that's really taught me in my own, you know, business world. I hopefully have carried that on into with raising my two kids. That's one thing. I think the other thing is just really focus and time management. If you're going to be somewhat of a good athlete, and I mean, I say somewhat, you have to focus on yourself, but you have to be good at time management because you do still have other things, friends, schoolwork, so forth. And I think that's really helped me in my job to be kind of probably an overcritical person as far as time management goes. I know my wife and kids would probably agree with that. You know, we go on vacation, I have pretty much everything timed out. We're supposed to do this, this, and this. And then the last thing, and you were part of it, was teamwork. You know, you were part of that cross-country team that we won state, and a critical part. And, you know, here we were. I was supposed to, I guess, finish top three in the state, and luckily did. But we had a couple other guys that stepped up and really ran races that they had never run before. And because of that, we were solidly the state champions that year. And I think one of the still lowest scoring teams ever in the state of Kentucky. Yeah. So, you know, that teamwork, discipline, focus, all that has really carried over because in my work world, you know, when I have salespeople that have dropped the ball or maybe not doing what they need to do, you know, you try to, you know, have somebody else pop up there and stay focused and carry the ball for them.
Now, with COVID-19, with you, that's not just something you see on the news and wonder about. That's something that you, your company, they're involved with.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I've been on three conference calls today. My company is one of, if not one of the leading, it is the leading, I say, in the COVID-19 fight for antiviral therapy. We have a drug, and I'm not going to get into it too much. Don't want to do any insider trading on the airwaves, but it's a very, very good drug that is showing solid results, we think, and hopefully we're going to have some good news here in the next couple weeks.
That's awesome. And so, yeah, so you realize the effect that this is having from a personal nature, not just, like I said, something you flip on the news or see on social media.
I really do. This hits home. I have two daughters, much like your audience on the airwaves here. One that's getting ready to graduate University of Louisville Law School, and one's getting ready to graduate Auburn Nursing. And, you know, I saw their senior years being impacted. And my one daughter that's at Louisville was an athlete. And, you know, so I still stay in touch with a lot of the athletic programs at the University of Louisville. And, you know, the swim team that my daughter was on, I mean, those kids right now have no idea if they're going to even have a season. They're practicing like they are, and every now and then they have to stop because someone has COVID or and so forth. So it's been an impact, you know, and honestly, I have family members that have contacted it, and, you know, it's a scary situation, but we'll all get through it, and again, it's just one chapter of our lives that probably we didn't expect, but it's a chapter we had to go through.
Eric Ezell joining us on Wildcat Wednesday, a fundraiser for Trigg County High School Athletic Sports. Before Eric even came on, he has already contributed and given. I was able to go to WKDZradio.com, click on the big deals link, and go right to and donate that. So thank you for that. And as well, thank you for what you're doing in this fight against COVID-19. And obviously, thank you for joining us as well today.
Well, Scott, thank you and WKDZ and everybody for out there supporting the athletes. And like I say, all the support folks as well, the band and the parents and just everybody. I hope we can get through this real quickly and get back to some type of normalcy.
Good luck to you. I agree with you 100%. Thank you very much. Eric Ezell.